Our minute with the Master today is from Luke chapter 4, verse number 13. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from Jesus for a season. We all know that temptation is everywhere. It ranges from the enticement to gossip, to personal attacks from people in our workplace, people in our homes, and people all around us, to the tug to indulge in those things that are forbidden by the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus illustrates for us how to confront temptation. When he was tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he used God's word to escape. Each time Jesus was tested, he met the enemy with the scripture that was appropriate for the test. Each time the enemy came to him, Jesus responded with the words, "It is written." Jesus was persistent. He had to speak to the same situation three times. It worked. The devil left him after being beat down by the word of God. Today's scripture reminds us that God's word is the most powerful force in confronting temptation. Any attacks you face can be met, endured, and ultimately defeated by standing on the word of God. His way for you to be victorious is to speak his word against any and everything that comes your way. The key is to find a promise that speaks to your situation. Be patient and do not waver in what you are asking God to do, but stick with it until God changes things. When the enemy shows up today, do not fall into his trap to engage in his games and in his deception. Instead, meet him head on and beat him down with the word of God. The word of God will put the enemy on the run, and it will lead you to victory. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince. And good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this thankful Thursday are as follows. For LaPortia J. of Illinois, a young adult, we pray for God to walk with her as she works to know God better. We ask the Lord to hold her children close, grow her in wisdom and revelation knowledge, and heal her family relationship. For Salem, a young adult, we lift her to continue in her quest to press into God's presence, for her to increase in knowledge and spiritual insight and develop into an unshakable force for Christ. We keep her covered in prayer for the Lord to protect her from the tricks of the enemy. For Nima, a young adult, Busara's daughter. She has been admitted to the hospital due to a sickle cell pain crisis. We pray for her to get relief and for a speedy recovery. For Sister Jerry M., she has been at Dr. Phillips Hospital since April 23rd due to several medical conditions. We pray for the pain to subside, for her to feel better, and for complete healing. For George S., he is having emergency brain surgery for a mass. We are believing God for a miracle healing. God is able, and we trust him. For Kathy K. of Orlando, she was released from the hospital and is currently in rehab. We pray for physical therapy to be successful and for her to be made whole. For heart patients, we ask God to stabilize heart rates, regulate blood pressure, and level off vital signs, holding them steady and in perfect rhythm. For those scheduled to take a test, we pray for God to bring to their remembrance all that is needed to pass as they prepare for and take an upcoming test. For everyone on the call this morning, We pray you continue in endurance and perseverance. We ask God to fill you with His Spirit and for you to finish the day strong. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected. Deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
Father, we thank you this morning for another day. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, and we thank you that blood is pumping in our veins, and we just thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you now for forgiving us of all of our sins, all of our thoughts, things that we've done, we said, things that we shouldn't say, places we went that we shouldn't have went. God, we ask you to forgive us. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your forgiving power. And we thank you for brand new grace. We thank you, God, that your grace shall abide on us all day long. And God, as we come this morning, we come with one heartbeat, shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, with one mind, one focus. We come, God, like the upper room, God, we come expecting you to hear from us. We come to shake the heavens this morning, crack a hole in the third heaven, where Jesus stands up on the right hand of the Father, make an intercession for us, because he hears down your crying and pleading on behalf of other folk. We pray, Father, that we stand in the gap this morning. We stand in the gap for them that believe and them that don't believe. We pray this morning, Father, that we dress appropriately. We put on our armor this morning, because the devil is like a loose cannon, like a wild dog. He's seeking whom he may defile, whom he can destroy, what family he can split, who he can cause murder to. He is a roaring lion, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God pulling down the strongholds. We take captive on every thought, everything that acknowledges itself above the who God is. We catch it in the atmosphere, and we cast it down, because God is the great God, and beside him there's no other. So we get on our weapons this morning, our weapons of peace and joy and love and happiness. We put our weapons on. We protect the heart with the breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword of the Spirit. Our feet shall be shod with the preparation of peace this morning, because he's a loose cannon. And we come this morning to draw a line in the sand that's dripped with Emmanuel's blood. We square our shoulders this morning. I heard one of the intercessors say, love yourself. Why? Because God first loved you. And we thank you for his love. God, we pray now for Portia, and we pray, oh God, for them that need healing. We pray for them, and we pray, Father,
for Jerry. We pray for them that are in need, of a miracle, that are in need of salvation, that is in need to be healed, body, soul, and mind. We pray for Portia and those young people that have given their life to God. We pray that they be discipled. Paul say, pray that Christ may be formed in them. Yes, Lord Jesus. So we pray, Father, that they have hunger and thirst. For God. Yes, Father, we pray for the right people to come in their path and disciple them. Let them know that they have entered into the greatest family, the royal court family, one that would never leave or disown you. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for them that are in the hospital, them that had a sickle cell attack. God. Go in, Father, with George. Go in with Nina that's having a sickle cell crisis. Go in with Jerry. Yes, Lord. Go in with Kathy in rehab. You created the body. You made the body from the dust of the earth. You formed a man in the likeness and the image of who you are. You told the brain to work. You told the lungs to pump. You put the kidneys in place. Kiss your flesh on the bone. It was you that created us. And we call on you this morning for your healing power for them that are going through in their body. Heal, Father, because all sickness is not unto death, but you're waiting to perform a miracle. And I thank you for it, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for them that are heart patients, Father. I lift up my mom, them that have pacemakers. I lift them up to you, that your heart will beat the way it's supposed to beat, because it is the Lord Jesus that lives in our heart. In any place that he lives, it has to form to the best potential. And we thank you, God, that the rhythm of the heart will be according to the will of God. And we praise you right now. We praise you that our children and our children's children and our grandchildren from third and from 25 plus generations. We denounce every generation of curse that says that they don't have the ability because nobody in their bloodline finished. But I praise you, God, that you cast down every demonic spirit and every loose cannon spirit in our bloodline. We denounce that our children and our seed will finish school and finish strong. Not only finish school, but become somebody in the earth, because the foundation of God is upon them. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that everybody that takes a test will pass it. Oh, God, we thank that their brains will be like a sponge to soak it up. And when they come in front of the answer, you make it easy for them. Download it. We call forth the spirit of Solomon and give them wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. I lift up my grandson that will call all things back to his remembrance at a young age, that he will think beyond his age level. His potential will be high. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. Every test he will pass. Every test that your grandchildren, they will pass it. Every test that they take, every exam that they take, they will pass it. In the name of Jesus, we lift up schools to be bulletproof. We lift up the ones that are teaching to be God's mouth in the earth. We thank you, Father, for your goodness, your goodness, your goodness, and your kindness will follow us, your mercy. Yes, Father. We thank you that the fruits of the Spirit are evident in our lives. Yes, Lord. Put somebody in our path that we can tell them that Jesus is alive, because the world is dark. But Jesus is bright. We pray for them that are fighting that war with faith. Yes, Lord. And the land will begin to heal and bring back forth fruit. We pray Father, for a jubilee in them that are fighting, that wars will cease in the name of Jesus, that Israel will take its place, Father, in the kingdom. Yes, God, that Gaza, oh God, in Ukraine, that families will come back together and mend from losses, that children will be fed, jobs will increase in the name of Jesus, that the land will heal itself. It's vomiting up sin and all corruption, but we stand in a gap that the land will heal itself. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your goodness this morning, and we thank you for your kindness, that your goodness will pass before us, and we will understand what the cross is. Yes, we look to the cross, the blood that was shed for us. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. Yes, yes. And we give you praise. It's a good day to have a good day. In Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.